You are now tuned in from the Desk of Low, brought to you by from the That Feeling Podcast Network. If you have a dream, go get it.
All right.
Welcome back from the Desk of Low. This is part of the Almighty Dreadnought series. Without further introduction, because if you already heard everybody else's, we're going to get into the Cutty Mack story. So without further introductions, I have proudly introduced Cutty Mack.
What up, though? Cutty Mack in the building, man. Follow me on everything, KUTTYMACK.
It's been a long time coming, sir. How are you doing today?
Man, good, man. Just out here grinding. You know, yeah, it's been a minute. We've been missing each other, catching each other, some of everything, but finally good chance to do it, make it happen.
Yeah, and I'm just curious, Mr. Mack, what was your introduction to the Almighty Dreadnought?
Oh, man, I first got down with the crew, I say 9-4, 9-5, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, early on.
Down there and, Yeah, early on, man. I'm an old head out here. I've been with the crew for a minute, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, around 9-4, 9-5 officially.
I'm just curious, sir. Were you on the City of Trees album?
Yeah. I'm on. No, was I on City of Trees? No, I think I made City of Trees. I was on the cover, but I went away for a minute, man. But yeah. I don't think I made that album. No. I was with the crew, but I didn't really have a vision and everything at that time. I mean, I had the vision, but I went away and then came back, and then I was going through some things. But no, I didn't make that album. No.
Okay, yeah, because I understand a lot of the crew members that I talked to weren't on that album too, but they were around for the process of making that album too. I'm curious on the very first member that you met from that group, Mr. Mack.
Well, Soup MC, me and Soup was rocking together before, you know, before Dreadnought. It was me, Soup, and my man Rama, you know what I'm saying? We went to high school, middle school, all that shit, so we've been rocking forever, since sixth grade. So, you know, me and Soup was rocking, we was DOA, you know what I'm saying? We actually was on some battle shit to be a Dread, to run the Dread. We was about to battle they crew against our crew and shit, you know what I'm saying, at first. You know what I'm saying? But then we seen that we knew some of the same people. Another cat was my cousin's cat, this cat was his cousin, this cat was his brother, and you know what I'm saying, it all came together, we got it together and just started putting shit down, you know what I'm saying, because it's a process to be a Dreadnought, you know what I'm saying, so
yeah,
we had to do the process and, you know, made it happen.
Yeah, because I understand, as some members had to battle other members just to be a part of the crew back then.
Oh yeah. It was a gauntlet. yeah, to jump in the gauntlet and do your thing.
Was it called the dungeon or the basement back then? I believe so. It's I've been working on these interviews since February, so sorry if my mind's been crowded.
Right, yeah, the dungeon, man. 110 Tux, man. Dungeon Lab Productions, DLP, yeah, that was our thing, the dungeon. Before it was I'm saying before the whole Dungeon family doing their thing with Outkast and all them and everything doing theirs, you know what I'm saying? We had the Dungeon back in the day, you know what I'm saying? But when I was introduced to the Dungeon in 9-4, 9-5, it was already established with the Dungeon, Dreadnoughts, you know what I'm saying? It was scored since 86, really, actually.
Yeah, because you guys have definitely a long history within this game. I told everybody, I told O1, alias P-Knuckle, mostly everybody but the Fusion, that y'all are some underground legends. And, when I listen to, albums like Point of No Return or, City of Trees, mind you, I have to go on YouTube to download these songs because they're not on streaming services. But, I just love vintage underground hip-hop. It's just something that's completely random to me, but it's, it always resonates with me because, I drink it with my morning, I listen to it with my morning coffee.
Right. Yeah. I love it, man. Ain't nothing like that underground hip-hop, man. That's some of the hardest stuff to me, man. I just did a show with some underground cats, man, Friday, you know what I mean? It was, you know, that underground, that hip-hop, that... Man, it's undeniable, man. You know what I'm saying? That new shit, it's cool, but ain't nothing like that underground hip-hop, that real hip-hop sound, man. You can't find it anywhere right now.
Yeah, I seen that show that you were doing with V Styles and Guilty Simpson too. Both very good dudes that appeared on the show as well.
Oh yeah. V Styles, Guilty, man, yeah. It was great, man. That shit was
So, you said so the very first member that you met from that group was Super MC.
Well, I mean, I would say from the group, it would probably be. I mean, it's so crazy the way it happened because, like, me and Sue was always a crew. You know what I'm saying? Then my brother O1, him and his crew BI, which was with another Dreadnought member. You know what I'm saying? Him and Son was B.I., him, Son, and P-Funk. Then we all went to school together, so it was my crew and then my brother crew. Then both our crews was together, and together we were the Versatilics. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, that's one, two, three, that's four members of the Dreadnoughts, but not Dreadnoughts yet. So then when we hiccup with the Dreadnoughts, you know what I'm saying? Son, was his cousin, was Boogie, who was a Dreadnought member. And then we went to school with B-Born, who was Boogie's brother. You know what I'm saying? It was so crazy, man. But when we finally got it down, like the first guy I probably seen was Boogie Blitz. You know what I'm saying? He was like the head of the production back then. You know what I'm saying? He was making damn near every beat. You know what I'm saying? If not all of them.
Yeah, because
that was him, O1, Florida.
Because I understand there was.
He was making a lot of the beat.
Because I understand there was different groups within the Almighty Dreadnoughts too. Like a lot of the members informed me on that too. Like the Landlords, the Cracks.
Right. Yeah. Like after we finally got the Dreadnoughts and everything was established, then it was groups inside of them. Like I was part of the Landlords, who was formerly Red Rum, but my man Mace.
I love that track, Landlords.
You know what I'm saying? So we sang, we was Landlords. Then you had the Cracks with Soup, Flick, K, Slaughter. You know what I'm saying? Then you had Night Rail with Kill, Boogie, Son, O1. You know what I'm saying? So it was, and then you had a few solo artists like, you know, 40G, The Fusion. You know what I'm saying? It was a few solo artists too. So, you know what I'm saying? It was crazy, man. It was. Like, when we did songs, man, there were certain people doing songs like, man, we'd be on that one beat and write five, six songs off of that beat, and all of them be different. You know what I'm saying? We'd just be vibing off of that same beat. Gone, man. It was crazy.
Because I understand when, I forget which member it was in the dungeon, but he used to let a beat play all day, and you guys used to come in and just write to that one beat, from my understanding, too, back in the day.
Yeah, man, Boogie comes in, Boogie throw a beat on, and it'd be so hot, that beat just be banging, and throughout the whole day, you know, I mean, in the dungeon, out the dungeon, people coming through, whatever, that beat on all day, and everybody writing, the Crack wrote a song to it, Night Rail wrote a song to it, Landlord wrote a song to it, you know what I'm saying, it's we just writing to it, but they're all different songs, though, and then we put them to another beat, you know what I'm saying, later on in the week or in the day or whatever, you know what I'm saying, we put that song that we made to another beat, you know what I'm saying, and it's perfect, it's like, it's crazy, man, how that shit went.
Do you guys still talk about, like, reminisce from those times, like all those times? I forget whose grandmother's house it was in the basement, but do you guys still talk about all those times and, like, all those countless memories and, like, what you guys made from back then? Because, like, when I go back and look back, I was like, damn, like, the history on you guys is incredible. It goes way back to, like, the
80s. Yeah, man. Them was some good times, man. It's just that a lot of people didn't have kids then, you know, didn't have lives. Some of us didn't have jobs, but not, you know what I'm saying? You know, we grew up, and so, you know, other people, you know, we didn't grow up different ways, you know what I'm saying? Like, Guilt jumped out here like crazy, you know, Soup jumped out here crazy, you know what I'm saying? So niggas got little nice little followings and everything like that. I'm doing my thing, you know what I'm saying? Everybody doing their thing. Red Eye Slayer, ARAS.
Shout out to DJ Lowe's.
Yeah, shout out to DJ Lowe's, man. Hey, Lowe's, I need to do my own cuts on this thing, man. I love praying with the fans, man. But yeah, we talk about it all the time, like trying to get it back going the way we used to have it, man. It's just that everybody on them schedule. People got kids and everything. Nah, man, you got to really be scheduling the grind. Like, you see how long it took us to get our interview going, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, because I've been working on this since February, too. I want to give credit to DJ Los, because he is the one who inspired this in my almighty Dreadnought solo interviews, because he really put me on to the history of you guys when he put me on to the Red Eye Smoking, because I was talking to him about that logo. I'm like, yo, Los, I love that logo, man.
Right, yeah, shout out DJ Los, man. That's the official DJ, man. He been crazy forever. Los is he a pioneer out here, man. He been doing this shit for
a long time.
Forever, man. For real.
He had one of the very first major record deals out of Detroit, too. So everyone keeps saying Detroit Pioneer, and he definitely a Detroit Pioneer.
Yeah, all day, man. Shout out DJ Los, man. I hit him up one day, man. I'm trying to get him to do some work for me. I didn't even realize what time it was. He hit me back like, man, I'm asleep. Hit me in the morning, man. I'm like, damn, I'm bad. He be working, man. You know what I'm saying? And he grinding, man. So he be working, yo, for sure. Shout out Lowe, for sure.
So you were obviously a part of the Point of No Return album.
Right, yeah, for sure. I got on that joint, man. Me and my man, B-Born. Shout out to B-Born. You know what I'm saying? I ain't seen my man in, man, forever, man, but you know what I'm saying? We got on that, the Landlords. You know, we got our self-titled track on that, Landlord. It was dope, though. You know what I'm saying? We just came around it, put it out there, put it on there. Everybody was feeling it at the time. And it was like, man, it made the album. We was like, hell yeah.
Now, see, that actually was on CD, too, as a Point of No City of Trees. Would you say that the Point of No Return was a more well put together album than the City of Trees album, Mr. Mac?
I mean, to me, Point of Return is our greatest work. You know what I'm saying? We got about four or five of them out, but to me, that Point of No Return was the greatest one. You know what I'm saying? Because it was, yeah, I think then Hex had a lot to do with it too. You know what I'm saying? Played it. That genuine, you know what I'm saying, that full Dreadnought, because the City of Trees, when we did that, you know what I'm saying, Hex wasn't there. He wasn't there. He was sitting down for a minute, too. So, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people was still doing their thing.
I've been talking back and forth with Hex Murder through DM, and I never knew of his dark personality until I asked Vicious. I'm like, oh, wow, Hex got a dark personality. But I understand that's just his personality, too. Because, like, the first time when you talk to Hex, you don't expect something like that. And, like, when he responded to something, I'm like, oh, only positive vibes, sir. And he's like, that is positive vibes.
Yeah, man, Hex is a he's the same cat, man. Rather he's sitting down, standing up, laying down, he gonna still be Hex, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, definitely shout out to Hex. That's the beginning. I started everything, you know what I'm
saying? Yeah, shout out to Hex Murder too, because I'll be sending all these exclusives to him early. I'm just wondering, Mr. Mac, too, the very first time you met Hex.
I met him when he came home, man. A lot of them cats went to school with him and hung out with him before, you know what I'm saying, everything got official with the crew jumping off into a big album. But Night Rail and them was doing they did the thing before the Dreadnought album and everything. But yeah, Hex was up from the beginning, you know what I'm saying? So when I met him, it had to be when he came home and everything with the razor blade in his mouth, and he was Hex, you know what I'm saying? It was like, man, this nigga is murder walking, you know what I'm saying? So it was, it was an experience, man. We had a crazy story, man, but I don't know if the interview will allow that, but that's my man, though, right there. That's my brother right there from another. But it had to be in the 90s, though. I believe, if not the 90s, definitely 2000, 99 or something like that, you know what I'm saying, when I first met him.
Okay. Yeah, because, like, I understand, too, like, he was the one who birthed everything, too. So as opposed to that, too, 01 was a producer back then, too. Everyone used to call him Ed Scissors if I got my facts straight.
Yeah, 01, man. 01 is 01 as is. Yeah, you know, he like two people and shit. Yeah, that's my brother, man. Same mama, everything, man. But, yeah, he's still producing, though. You know what I'm saying? He's still doing his thing. Like I said, we just did that show Friday. I had him come out of retirement and get on stage with me. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, he's doing his thing. He was doing a lot of the beats. He was doing some beats, too, you know what I'm saying? And start getting his name up. You know what I'm saying? After the Dreadnoughts really got out there like that, it was like, dang, who doing that beat? Who doing them rhymes? And when you see him, you be like, nah, this ain't the cat that was doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because he a little dude, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, when he's spitting, he sound like a 7-foot, you know, killer, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? But, yeah, 01, shout out to 01, man. He doing his thing, man. He got some stuff coming up that's bananas too, man. Yeah. We're definitely gonna have to let you check that shit out, bro. Yeah, he got some shit coming up, bro.
Oh yeah, I'm
always dope. He doing my project right now. He working on mine right now. Yeah, we got some stuff coming, man.
The very first time you met Conflict and Cautious, I always tell those two they should be a group together too, because those two got some fire collaborations together.
Man, yeah. They went to school together too, you know what I'm saying? So they was like how me and Soup was. Like me and Soup went to school. Me, Soup, 01, Son, we all went to the same school. And then Flick, Cautious, and I think Ripcord, they all went to the same school, you know what I'm saying? They had I seen Flick. When I first seen him, he was at the hip hop shop. You know what I'm saying? He was battling up at the hip hop shop, just with some wild, crazy bars, man, going crazy. I was like, "Damn, man, sweet as hell." You know what I'm saying? But he was going crazy, and I think that's when I seen K too. I don't know if I seen K that day, but K was they did a talent show at day school. And we went, you know what I'm saying? We was in Nate talent show and shit. It was crazy, man. The high school was fun, man. High school was fun, yeah.
Yeah, because I forget who told me, but I think it was Slaughter or Cautious or Conflict. I don't know. One of them told me that Alias or Hex used to pick them up from high school, and then they all used to go to the dungeon and rap from there too. But like, I understand too that Diffusion went to this high school too, if I got my facts straight.
I don't know what school Diffusion went to though. I don't think she went to Ford though.
Okay.
I think the rest of them did go to Ford, but I don't know. I think Elliot went to Benedictine. I think, like, a couple of them cats is older than us. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Guilties, Blitz, Alias, Slaughter. You know, Hex. It was always older than us. You know what I'm saying? So they you know what I'm saying? They had already graduated and everything. We was still schooling. So yeah, they had to school us up. You know what I'm saying? They had to school niggas up, then to go to the dungeon and just go crazy.
I'm curious on when Cutty Mac first found his passion for hip hop.
Oh man, since the beginning, I think Ice Cube started me, man.
Oh, that's a good way to start off.
Man, Cube was out there with that NWA thing and all. I mean, NWA definitely did it, but when Cube stepped out and did his solo thing.
Oh, with the Bomb Squad. Oh my God, I love that album.
Yeah, I was gone after that. It was like, oh, this is it. back in the day, of course, you know, the Rock Kims, EPMD, KRS-One, all that for sure. But definitely when I said I'm about to do it, Cube, man. For real, Cube that dude, man. Always been to me.
Can you remember the very first time you laid something on Waxer back then? Because I understand, too, nothing was digital back then, too. So everything was on these tapes. So you had to come with your A-game because you ain't wasting these tapes, I was told.
Right, yeah, man, for sure, man. I think the time I laid something, it had to be with Sue. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, me and Sue was a crew, too. you know what I'm saying, going through middle school, high school, all that. So when I first laid something, it was definitely with Soup, man. I think we did, probably Holding It Down. This one track we had called Holding It Down, man. It's crazy. I think it's a Curtis Mayfield sample and everything. I think 01 did the beat, too, you know what I'm saying, I believe. But yeah, that's probably the first thing I'd have laid down on what.
I'm curious, too, do you still have, like, some of your old work from, like, the 90s, too? Like, even back on those tapes that you just always hold near and dear to your heart? And, like, you just play from time to time when cleaning the crib, and you don't plan on putting that out for the world to hear?
Man, I think Soup got all the stuff we used to do, man. Soup, and probably whoever on these interviews, when you get to it, when they ask them, I bet you everybody say Soup got everything, man.
They all
say he got all the old, he got tapes, you know what I'm saying? He got VCR cassettes, you know, he got everything, man. I got maybe some stuff that I did like 06, 07, you know what I'm saying? But like that tape era, yeah, man, Soup got all that. I always try to tell him, hey, man, let me hold one of them tapes, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, hell no. He ain't coming off them tapes.
Because, yeah, he appeared on the show too, Snoop, and I asked him too, I'm like, do you have anything? He's like, man, I got a lot of stuff, man. He's like, sometimes, like, I just sit at the crib and watch it, man, and just like, but like, I understand too, like, everybody has their own collection out there of what they did in the past too.
Right, yeah, like, but him and Soup and Flick probably got the most, like, collab together, got the most of old school stuff. I got some old school stuff too, and I probably the only one who got the City of Trees CD. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't available on CD, but I got it put on a CD because I think I had maybe upgraded my car one year and had a CD player, and I got it put on CD so I can listen to it. But I got some old stuff, like some old vintage Dreadnoughts when CDs first started getting out and mini discs and stuff like that. But that tape stuff, yeah, Soup and Flick probably got
more of that. Okay, yeah, because, like, I'm curious, too, on the Declaration mixtape Secret Wars, too. That was around 2003, too. I was curious if you were a part of that project as well.
Yeah, Declaration. I think I did my Cutty Mac on Declaration, man. Yeah, I did a track on there. I think I did one solo song on there. That's when I was jumping into the solo career a little bit, starting to think about being a solo artist with it, you know what I'm saying? Because my man Ambush, B-Boy, he was, I don't know what happened to B-Boy. I don't know where he went. I think he moved somewhere and I hadn't seen him no more. I don't know where the hell B-Boy went, but I moved too though. I had shot to Georgia too, so you know what I'm saying. But yeah, I did do one song on that one, I believe, yeah.
Okay, well, and like you said too, you're branching out into your solo career too, because like you obviously recognize the talent that you had as a solo artist too.
Right. Yeah. Because I was always with someone. You know, I usually did my thing. I was either with, like I said, I started off with Soup, or you know what I'm saying. When I got with the Dreadnoughts, I was with Landlords, Red Rum. You know what I'm saying. Then I was doing a solo, trying to get my the Cutty Mac name out here again, but you know what I'm saying, just trying to do my thing, getting it out here, man. I'm about to do something special for the hip hop heads, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be something dope though.
I was gonna say too, do you have like old mixtape that you put out from like maybe from like around the era from 2003 to now that the people can check out and see the growth as an artist too?
It's some stuff on YouTube that I'm on. You know what I'm saying? It's some. I know I did a song. It was me, Guilty, and Soup MC. It was on Wax Tax and Dre's CD that he did. I'm not sure the exact name of it, but it's I know it's on YouTube, but I don't know what it's under. You know what I'm saying? I didn't seen it before. Played it, listened to it before, but I think it was like 2002, you know what I'm saying? But I just did the my new single just now that I just did. It dropped last year this time. You know what I'm saying? It's called Go In.
I was gonna say I got that in the playlist.
Huh?
I was gonna say I got that in the playlist.
Yeah. That Go In. I did a little video for it. Shot the video, and now I'm working on my. I just did the remix of that one. That remix was so fun. I reached out to Marv One.
Or shout out to Marv One.
Yeah.
Or shout out to Big Vish.
Yeah, definitely Alien Gang, you know what I'm saying? Fat Killers, you know, all that, you know what I'm saying? My man Nova the Bully on there. My Dreadnought brother Shot Dog, he on there, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. The remix was fun, man, but it's crazy. I'm still, I think I got one more verse to do, and then I'm going to give it that, man. My man Blizz did the beat. Shout out to Blizz, too, man. He crazy to do some beats.
Music Since Birth, too. I'm wondering if that's your label.
Yeah, man. Me, my brother, O1, and my homeboy, Biff, man. Shout out to Biff, man. Free Biff, man. It was one thing. It was a label that he started, man. He was like, man, he always had the vision for it. Like, Music Since Birth, man, that's going to be our thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, we're going to get it going. And then through time, unfortunately, he got locked up. You know what I'm saying? So he didn't sat down for a good 10 piece or whatever. But me and my brother, you know, me and one was like, man, we got to get this going, man. We got to get it going. So we, started grinding it out, gritting our teeth to get it done, get the paperwork right, do everything, and finally got it going. And now we pumping everything through Music Since Birth. You know what I'm saying? MSB. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we just getting that going now.
Okay, well, at least that, you know, that you're owning to rights, that you're everything that you put out, as opposed to, like, trying to shop a deal somewhere.
Right, yeah. Trying to do it solo-owski, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get that thing going by ourselves first, you know what I'm saying? That independent game is possible now with the way things at the internet and all this other stuff. Back in the day, we didn't have all that, you know what I'm saying? We had to buy CDs, tapes, you know what I'm saying? Be out here promoting it, everything.
You also have, like, a few songs on Tidal, like Illumination, if I got my facts straight.
Right. Yeah. I did a lot of songs with my man NY. Shout out to NY, man. Not you, you know what I'm saying? he's from the D, man, from Westside 6 Mile. You know what I'm saying? He might be on his, like, 6th album, man. He crazy.
Oh, wow.
Albums, man. He just put album. One week he'd do 10 songs, put it out. Next week he'd do 12 songs, put it out. He just doing album after album. But I'm on this one called, I think it's the Sixth God, you know what I'm saying, on Tidal. Sixth God. And then I think it's... what's the other album?
Yeah.
Entrepreneur. I'm on that one.
I was gonna say, I got that downloaded.
He got a few of them on there, but I'm on like two or three tracks on one album, then I'm on two tracks on another album. So yeah, it make my lips look kind of thick, like I'm out here working. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and like too, like 55 in November too, because I remember, like, I think that was like this third or fourth song that I ever heard from you, as opposed from with the Dreadnoughts. So I was like, oh shit, I'm a Cutty Mac, no joke on this mic.
Oh yeah, that's 55 November. That's that one, yo. I went crazy on that one, yo. Shout out to NY, man. We grew up together, man, back in the day, 6 Mile, you know what I'm saying? He was a little younger, but you know what I'm saying? We all came around that same era on 6 Mile when we used to hang out with my man Biff, who started that Music Since Birth idea. You know what I'm saying? That whole area over there. You know what I'm saying? So that was a reach back. He was like, man, you know, he know the fam, he know the Dreadnoughts, all that. So we've been mobbing for a minute. You know what I mean?
I asked Snoop this too. When Proof was starting Iron Fist Records too. I believe that was going to be that label too, because he had people like Marv One under him. He had people like Snoop, Purple Gang, with like Ty Ferris and a few other people too. I'm curious that if you ever had interactions with the late Big Proof. Rest in peace.
Right, yeah, yeah, RIP Big Proof, man. Yeah, we didn't have good vibes all the time. Every time I used to kick it with P, it was always a good thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Always, you know. And yeah, that purple gang. I remember the purple gang. Shit, that shit was about to be crazy. Yeah, this is gonna take off, man. And that was gonna be that label. You know what I'm saying? We thought if anything, Soup would definitely be, you know, right up under it. You know, that was his man's $100,000. You know what I mean? So we always thought that was gonna be a nice little step, a little stepping stone, kind of like how Jay Dilla was to Guilty. You know what I'm saying? I was, you know what I'm saying? They had a nice little bond, you know what I'm saying, that they considered all the dreadnoughts, but, you know what I'm saying, we all knew of him, you know what I'm saying? Everybody know who J. Dilla is, everybody know who Big Goof is, you know what I'm saying? But some solo project, we thought that it was going to really be the one to put it over the top.
Yeah, because Mark One said that he has a project that's over there that they unreleased too. So I can only imagine like what all that unreleased music sounds like from back then.
Right, man, so much. Like I got some unreleased Soup Proof like this shit too, man. That I don't even know how I got the CD, but I got it. You know, but it is some shit on there, man. You know what I'm saying, like. Crazy, yeah, they had some ridiculous music, man. You know what I'm saying? Definitely shout out Soup MC with that.
Seeing who Guilty has worked with and who acknowledged him throughout the years in his career, and you seeing where he came from too, like Random Acts or like even the late J Dilla. I'm just wondering, like, how inspiring is that to know that you're a part of that almighty Dreadnoughts legacy?
Man, it's crazy inspiring, man. Like, I was just telling Gil, like, man, I'm about to do this show with you, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that was something for me, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it probably ain't a lot to a lot of people. But, man, for me to be doing a show in my, you know what I'm saying, your man's is on it. Your man's is, you know what I'm saying, your little beat, definitely in a higher bracket than you is, but we all crew, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, man, it's so much love, man. And just seeing through his experience, you know what I'm saying? His experience alone is just crazy, man. The stories that man be telling us, man, oh, my God, man. It's crazy.
Do you guys ever have, like, conversations?
Shout out to Price, too, man. That whole Random Action, Black Milk, man, that was about to be nuts, man. It was already crazy.
Yeah. Oh my God, those Black Milk beats hit so hard in the speakers that in the car. Oh my God, I blew my speakers out so many times. Have you ever in the other Dreadnoughts talked about putting all the unreleased music like Point of No Return or like the Declaration on these streaming sites?
Man, I want to. I always be with it, man. That was the one thing. I would always get up and go, man. Let's do it, man. But you know what I'm saying? The power that be sometimes tell me to slow down. You know what I'm saying? Because we have to make sure everything is right. But I'm like, man, let's put it out. It's old. If you ain't heard it, now you can't hear it. You know what I'm saying? That's just my vision on it. You know what I'm saying? I always want to put it out. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of cats, you know, got things going. You know, they're like, I don't really want to be known for none of that. Yes. But I'm like, man, I love it. You know what I'm saying? I love it, man. I listen to that old stuff all the time, man. Just to get thought, get vibes. Man, I was just listening to the Guilty Simpson, that Straight Bullets. I was just banging it, man, just to get a vibe, man. I love that old shit that we got, man. We was great.
Yeah.
We still great, man, but together, man, it's
something else.
It's undeniable that we predict.
Yeah, because like, I noticed too, like even with Alias's P-Knuckle, like when he featured y'all on Black Anthem too, like that's my shit right there. When I seen like Cautious going on the first like verse, I'm like, okay, that's the way how you start. That's how you start the song off right there.
Right, yeah, man. That's like that Bumpy Knuckles, man. Yeah, that's a nice one too, man. I like that song. You know what I'm saying? I was when they called me the about the video, I was like, "Dang, man, I had to work that thing." And I was like, "Man, this is crazy." But yeah, I was sick that I couldn't be a part of the video. But I'm still, I still love the track, love the song, love the video. I'm wrong. I'm one pin behind it anyway. But yeah, that's. I like when we hiccup like that though. You know what I'm saying? Doing them songs with everybody. And that's when we shine the best. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a lot of us got, you know, solo projects and things like that. But when we do it together, man, it's always. It's easy because it comes so natural.
Well, yeah. And
you can do it.
And, like, I understand, too, like, because the chemistry is over, like, it's over 10-plus years, so it's going to sound, like, phenomenal, too. When I hear tracks like Black Anthem, too, and it says featuring the Almighty Dreadnoks, I get mad hype because, like, it gives a chance for, like, people my age to get put onto you guys and dig deep into you guys' history, too. And that's what I want to change with my generation, too. Because I noticed, like, some of the people in my generation, too, like, they don't even know who Buckshot is or General Steel, and I have to walk away before I catch a case.
Right, man. They don't do their homework, man. They don't know their history or nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? It was no way back in the days. You had to know these certain people. You had to know of a... You know, a Big Daddy Kane, you know what I'm saying? You
yeah, had to know Juice Crew. Rap,
you know what I'm saying? You had to know that, man. These are the pioneers. They started all of it. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no respect or no love for that. It's like you, I mean, you're doing your rap thing, you know what I'm saying? You can do it, but like, you got to know certain things. Certain things just come along with it.
Yeah, like you got it. And that's why I chose to acknowledge the Almighty Dreadnoughts, too, because, like, I heard of you guys, like, on that Desperados track, too. And I'm the type of person to, like, look up the most randomest stuff, too, and like the most randomest stuff, too. Because I remember I was playing that Black Anthem at work the other day, and somebody's like, yeah, damn, these guys sound like Wu-Tang. And I'm like, well, in a way, they're kind of like a Detroit Wu-Tang, but these guys got a huge history behind them, too. And when I show people, like... The Point of No Return. That's the album I always show people, The Point of No Return. I'm like, this is recorded in 2000. And then listen to this current hip-hop underground wave going on. I'm like, it's like, it sounds like they recorded this, like, in 2017.
Right, yeah, man. That, man, for so long, that's what they were saying, man. A lot of people, because when we doing shows and everything, they was like, man, that's like the Detroit Wu-Tang, man. You know what I'm saying? It was like, because there was so many of us. But it was in the similarities, it was because so many of us, but everybody was different, you know what I'm saying? Anybody could spit, everybody could hold their own, but everybody was different too at the same time. And it was like, when we used to do shows like that, we did get that vibe. And then we all, at the time, we was all studying knowledge itself. So, you know what I'm saying? It came, a lot of the peace God and all that, it was a lot of similarities to it, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you know, one line to Wu-Tang, man, the boy, them men is, they ridiculous, man. It was like, if you was a Wu-Tang fan, that's you. That's you. You're going to always be a Wu-Tang fan, and that's kind of like it is with us. Like, if you like the Dreadnoughts, then anytime we do something, you're going to like it, because we're going to do that Dreadnought shit, you know what I'm saying? We ain't going to veer off of it and start singing and dancing. You know what I mean? We gonna keep it hip hop. That's just how we do it.
I'm curious too. Can with that track Black Anthem coming to life with a video and everything too? Do you think like sometime in the near future that we can expect like a full length Almighty Dreadnought album, like freshly recorded for 2018 or maybe 2019?
Man, I hope so. I say hell yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We were just discussing this Friday, you know what I'm saying? Like, me, Gil, 01, you know what I'm saying? We was just talking about a lot of that stuff Friday, man. Like, man, there's so much stuff that's going on, man. It can be phenomenal, especially with the additions that we got with the crew now, you know what I'm saying? It can be, oh my God, it can be ridiculous, man. But I'm praying it, fasting and hoping. we do get it together to do it because we're talking about it. I mean, 01 has some songs that we had just did from Flick gave him a few of them. You know what I'm saying? He's mixing them and everything. They sound good. You know what I mean? So we got some new stuff that we were doing, working on, and we just bring it to the light now. So hopefully it's setting up for a good Dreadnought project for sure.
I was going to say, because that project would be phenomenal, too, because, like, I noticed this underground wave of hip-hop, too. Like, people are really paying. I noticed that lyrics are coming back. That's what I love about this right now. Like, bars are coming back.
Right, bars, yeah, for sure.
That's what I believe, like, the game's been missing, you know, because, like, yeah, it's good to turn up. Like, I'm not going to sit here and, like, I'm young. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say I don't like that turn-up stuff. But, like, you know, while I'm out going through these city blocks, I like to listen to, like, stuff with some meaning to it or, like, storytelling in it.
Right, yeah. I mean, that turn up is great. Yeah, man. If I'm at the club, I'm a turn up too. But I ain't gonna listen to it in the car and stuff like that. When I'm, you know, riding, I ain't gonna vibe to it that way. But if I'm out, you know what I'm saying, especially if I'm looking for some ladies, shit, yeah, I'm put that turn up on. I know that's what they into, you know what I'm saying? But me solo riding around, yeah, you know, I'm going to do it like how your boy from, what's his name? And let's see what the streets think about it. But, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, them bars is coming back, man. It's a cycle, man. It gets me back. When they come back around, we jumping in.
Right, so, big facts. Cause like the first time I ever heard of an alias P-Knuckle was on, Los actually filled me in on this. He's on, Kid Vicious Snapbacks and Backpacks during the course too. I did not know if that was a alias P-Knuckle, and that's what went on to the Almighty Dreadnoughts from there. And I'm like, wow, Vish, you really done inspired me again. Cause Vish was the very first guest that I've ever had on the show.
Yeah, shout out to Kid Vicious, man. That's my man right there, yo. We hooked up. He hooked up with me on this remix, man, for my Go In remix, man. It's he went crazy bananas, man. But yeah, Vish got them bars, and of course his brother got them bars.
Oh yeah,
you know, Royce is like one of the most ridiculous guys that I know. That boy got bars of bars, man. But yeah, now I'm glad they doing their thing too, man. That whole alien game, Royce and his squad over there, they doing it, man. Big shout out to Royce, man.
Yeah, big shout out to Royce and Vish. They're good dudes right there.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's Detroit legends right there.
Did you ever rap over Slaughter's beats? Because I was checking out some of his instrumental, like the Red Room Experiments, and when I heard that instrumental, Dreadnought Walk, I could hear Cutty Mac just snapping on it. I'm like, oh my God, they got to rap over this.
Right, man. Yeah, Cat Daddy make them beats, man. Shout out to my man Slaughter, man. He got them. Slaughter actually did the very first one that we put on the radio, like, as a Dreadnought as a whole, he produced it. I think it's called Miss Ebony. So we first did that one, and it's off of the, let's see, what album is that? I think that's the, that City of Trees? Miss Ebony is on. Yeah, that's City of Trees, you know what I mean? He produced that first little single that we had on the radio done, 88.1, WHBR. You know what I'm saying? With my man,
because understand that he was producing very early on too. I was curious that with your future projects too, would you ever consider having Slaughter produce some of your tracks or even DJ Lowe's? Because Lowe's got some crazy joints.
Yeah, for sure, man. I'm trying to get work from Lowe's too. You know what I'm saying? Besides just him doing some cuts for me, But I am trying to get some lows, man. We had talked about that. Me and my brother were talking about that not too long ago. Like, yeah, you know, Lowe's got them beaks too. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, definitely. But Slaughter sent me some beats. Matter of fact, yeah, he just sent me some beats when I was searching for my single. You know what I'm saying? Before I did to go in, he sent me some tracks. You know what I'm saying? And I got some exclusive stuff that I did with it. I just haven't released it yet. But yeah, you're gonna definitely hear Cutty Mac on some Red Eye Slayer tracks for sure.
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely be tapped in for that. I'm curious, the very first time you ever seen the Almighty Dreadnought logo, like the very first time you seen it.
Oh, man, when did I first see that thing?
That's a good logo, too. I like how the two skulls in the bone. I love that right. Logo.
Yeah, that's a bad boy, two skulls, two bones, man. We did different variations of it, you know what I mean? Because we did it and it wasn't as skull and bony, you know what I mean? But as the time went on, it got more 2000-ish and everything like that, but it's different variations of it. We had a calmed down version of it where it was just two lines and two circles. You know what I'm saying? Where it's more marketable instead of having that death stare at you. But, yeah, when I first seen it, man, it had to be in the 90s. I know that. It had to be in the 90s for sure. Mid-90s, yeah. Yeah, mid-90s, early 2000s, if that.
Okay. Yeah, because I was going to say, too, like, that logo has some history behind it, too.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. Yeah, it's what we stand for, you know what I'm saying? It was just the two heads better than one. It was, if you're looking up from the top, it's two people standing and I got your back. You know, it was so many different things that we was on with it, but that logo was, that was our thing, you know. We bled for that. That was it, you know what I'm saying? If you had that shirt, that logo, you know what I'm saying? You know that you was a part of something. Brotherhood,
So I'm just curious, Mr. Mac, too. What can people expect from your upcoming project, too?
My next one's coming out, man. The single dropped, the same time last year. I just hit them with the video. I just did a collab with the Core for 107.5, you know what I'm saying, Core Life, For Life. We just did that. That album just dropped yesterday on all social media. They just dropped that yesterday with DJ BJ, you know what I'm saying, DJ Loaf 101. And we just did that, like I said, yesterday. It's got a collab of just a lot of Detroit rappers on it. You know what I mean? It's that be down in the core. It's the core of people that come down to the 107.5. You know what I'm saying? And we just put an album out. We've been working on it for about a year. You know what I'm saying? But we just finally put it out, and it just dropped. Like I said yesterday, we just did a single. The single, Are You Ready? Just dropped. You know what I'm saying? They played it on the radio Friday. You know what I'm saying? So we pumping that out right now. You know what I'm saying? And then my project should be dropping early this year. Well, later on this summer, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully this summer, you know what I'm saying? But I don't have a specific date, but I'm going to try to jump into my next single first and then do that remix, try to get a video for that remix because I want to be able to catch Vicious before he go to Europe or
Australia.
Australia, you know, that man is crazy working. Him and Mar-1, they working and be going in and out of town, out of state and all that old stuff. So I'm gonna try to get some visuals on that before they ship out. But yeah, the next one, man, it's gonna be pretty good, man, because I'm gonna put a lot of hip hop in it. You know what I'm saying? And then, being that I'm dealing with a lot of cast like from the Core Life, For Life family, you know what I'm saying? They bring a different vibe too. You know what I'm saying? Because they can do like that trap style, You know what I'm saying? But they keep it, they can do hip hop as well. So, you know, I'm going to venture off and dip into a lot of that, my Core Life family on there too. So it should be very, very interesting, man, to have both styles on there. But, you know, of course, I'm going to have my Dre and our cats on there too. So it's going to be fun this summer, man. It's going to be fun.
I like how y'all still work together after all these years of, like, having such, like, a long history together, too, because that's so rare to find nowadays.
Yeah, it is, man. We done been through ups and downs, though. It ain't been all peaches and cream, you know. we done been through some ups and downs and some arguments, of course. You know, you got, you know, 12, 14 people all... You know, we all got our own minds and everything like that.
Yeah.
But when it comes to that music, though, man, we all agree that it's dope. You know what I mean? We all agree that it's dope, and we can push it and get it out here, man.
I'm curious on your perspective, too, on what the almighty Dreadnoughts mean to Detroit.
Legacy, man. I mean, Dreadnought is like, it's a unit. You know what I'm saying? Just showing that you don't have to... You don't have to break up. You don't have to do it your own. That you can still stay together and still do your thing. You know what I'm saying? Even though there's solo artists inside of the crew, you know what I'm saying? It's still crew. You know what I'm saying? Still crew music. It's still, if Guilty do an album, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be some Dreadnought moments if we can get there. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? If Soup do an album, you know, hopefully he ain't, you know, somewhere where we can't get there. But, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, as long as we can get there and record and send it to him, you know, in his digital age, then we should be good. You know what I mean? But it's just that, for Detroit, it's like, we just saying that, hey, we can do it. We can make it. We can stand together. We can stay together. We can make it happen, man. You know what I'm saying? It may take a little time, but hey. You know, patience is a good thing at sometimes, you know what I mean? So I think we just kind of put out the that it can happen thing. You know what I'm saying? Don't lose hope. It can happen. Cause shit, we've been doing it since, you know, Dreadnought was established in 86. So, shit, here it is, almost 2020. So, shit.
I bet y'all never thought that, 28-year-old would be asking you guys about, like, the history between y'all after all these years. I'm just curious on that.
Right. Yeah, you still young too, man. You know what I'm saying? So, but you know, you do your history though. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. You know your history. You know what I'm saying? You did your research. You know what I mean? That's what you gotta do sometimes, especially when doing what you do. You know what I'm saying? You gotta do your history, man. You gotta do your research. You gotta find out shit. You know what I'm saying?
You know, before...
Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, man, but I love what you're doing, man. You know what I'm saying? I love the interviews. I love that you reaching out. You know what I'm saying? You making it happen. Whether you got to come to Egypt or Michigan or make the call, you know what I'm saying? That's that grind, you know what I'm saying? Like... Hey, just because I'm way over here and you way over here don't mean we can't make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Still make it happen, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's big ups to you, man. All your ventures that you're doing, man.
Well, I just want to say thank you very much, but I also wanted to tell you, like, even before that I started doing this podcast, and it'll be 1 year in May. It hasn't been a year yet, but I've listened to you guys, like... When I was, like, 15, 14, like, when, like, it's crazy when I used to, like, just look up you guys on YouTube in, like, 2012, just, like, looking up the most random stuff from Detroit hip-hop, and, like, I never would have thought, like, in a million years that I'll be doing a story on you guys.
Right. Hey, it's crazy, man. That's how it worked, though. That's how it worked. You never know. You know what I'm saying? Hey. I never thought that I'd be where I'm at right now. I thought that shit, I'd be sipping mimosas on a private yacht or something about right now.
That can still happen when they hear that project. You never know who can just hear that project, and you never know who will be like, oh, yo, I'm going to fuck with Cutty Mac.
Right, yeah, hey, that's the hope, that's the wish, that's the vision, that's the that's what we hoping for, yeah, for show that, man. That's why I like to reach out to everybody, man. I mean, I can go anywhere in my city. I ain't got no issues. You know what I'm saying? Anywhere in the world, man. You know, I like to go anywhere, man. But I like to make music with whoever like to make music. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be this kind of music or that kind of music. You know what I'm saying? I tell them, hey, I mean, if you're going to do this kind of music, I don't do it. But if I'm going to get on it, I'm going to kill it. That's all I know how to do, man. You know what I'm saying? You can talk about a girl. I might talk about killing it, but, you know, whatever it do, man, I could change it up a little bit, but, hey, or like, I like them stories too, man, you know what I mean?
And that's what I believe, like, because this is what my theory is too. Everybody wants to be a rapper when they don't have the talent. Like, some people should not be rapping and just, like, fall back and realize, like, maybe that's not your calling, though, because, like, when you hear people like Cutty Mac or a Super MC rap, it's like, okay, these guys were made to rap right here. These guys are, like, born artists.
Well, and a lot of times, cats don't, you know what I'm saying, don't do it, or they do it, you know what I mean? But if that's what you do, you do. But, like, it's your team. The people around you should tell you. You know what I'm saying? And then a lot of times, you know, they don't want to, they going to just support because of their mans or whatever like that. But, like, for a long time, I was chilling. I was, after a few albums that came out, and we wasn't billionaires in my head, so I was like, man, I'm going to try something else. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I should start promoting or finding talent. You know what I'm saying? maybe I can try to do it that way. You know what I'm saying? Just find another pot to put some money in. You know, I'll try it another way. But you know what I'm saying? It still came back down to it at the end of the day. Like, nah, man, I got to get these bars, man. This is what I like. This is what I love. And if you love it, and you know what I'm saying, you can do it with, it's not really about the money now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I would love the bread. I would really, really, really love it. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, man, if I can make enough money where I just ain't got to go punch no clock, you know, like literally punch the clock, then I'd be good, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They can give me a good $1,000 every Friday. Just every Friday, just give me $1,000, and I'm good. For real. If I can just do music, man, I'm good.
And I believe that, too, like, with a lot of artists, too, like, once they see, like, somebody is willing to invest in them, too, I believe that's when the drive is really there, too. But also, the drive has been in you guys for 20-plus years, and you guys are still going. Because you guys could have easily said, after, let's say, after 2005, you could have easily said, I'm not doing this music thing anymore. But here we are in 2019, and the drive is fresher than ever.
Yeah, man, it's passion. I got a passion for it, man. It went beyond hobby. It went beyond I like it. It's like I really got a passion for this music, man. Like, I got an ear for it. I know it. When I hear a song sometimes now, I just know if it's gonna be the one. You know what I'm saying? But I always had, like, an ear for music. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, my brother, O1, he's been doing music before I was doing it. So I only do it because he started doing it, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, as he in the basement, and I'm tearing his techniques up, you know what I'm saying? I'm learning everything he's doing. He right, I'm right. He DJing, I'm DJing. He making beats, I'm making beats. You know what I'm saying? Everything he did, I did. So, like, now, man, my ear for it is just like, I got a keen ear for just a certain sound of music, and that's that hip-hop. I love that shit, man.
I'm just curious too, Mr. Mac, too. I'm really glad we got this interview done, too. This is the question I ask all my guests, too, at the end of each interview, because nobody can ever answer this question the same, too. And everybody from Detroit that I ask this question to, especially the Almighty Dreadnought members, too, gave a very phenomenal answer. So I'm just curious on Cutty Mac's answer to this question.
Okay.
Do you have any words for somebody in a dark place trying to see the light?
A dark place? Squinch. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would say. Squinch, man. Don't close your eyes. If it's dark, squinch, man. Put your hands out in front of you. Reach. You know what I'm saying? Always keep going. You know what I mean? Because we all have probably been in a dark place, man. And I know when I was in that dark place and I couldn't see, man, I squinched my eyes a little bit, opened them, put my fingers on my eyelids and pull them bitches open, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna stop. Don't stop. Squint, yo. To put it all in one word, I say squinch.
I like that answer, too, because, like, no one can ever answer that question the same, too. And, like, that's why, that's the beauty of that question, too, because maybe somebody out there will hear all of these answers at the end and be, like, have put from different perspectives, too. It's like, wow, I just had to squint this whole time.
Right, yeah. Whatever works, man, you know. Yeah, definitely, man. Like, you ever be seeing that, what's the name, little cartoon to be coming on, Big Mouth, it be on Netflix?
No, I ain't watched Netflix in a minute, I ain't gonna front.
Man, but it was just a little monster dude, he always say, hey man, what are you gonna do, you know? Hey, it's like, hey, what are you gonna do, man? You know what I'm saying, like, hey, you gotta sink, you gonna sink or sail, man, swimmer. A good shout to eat you, man, but I squint, man, for real. I've definitely been there a few times.
That's big facts right there. Mr. Mac, I just want to let you know that you're most welcome back on the show any other time when you drop the project, and we'll break it down track by track and get it out to the people, sir.
For sure, man. I definitely gonna do that. That's coming up real, real soon, man. Real, real soon. And definitely go check out that Core Life, For Life, man. Core Life was on I was listening to a title this morning, you know what I'm saying? So I know it's on Tidal, I know it's on iTunes, I know it's on Google Play. But you know what I'm saying? You know how it takes a little minute for them to load everything up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's on there, man. You know what I'm saying? It's out here on these fans. It's called Core Life, you know, DJ BJ, 3525, you know, it's 107.5. You know what I'm saying? It's dope, man. It's a good project. We're working on the second one right now. You know, it's coming along great. I think we got three songs in, you know what I'm saying? So the second one about to be even greater. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Core. Shout out to DJ BJ, man. Everybody, man. All my Core brothers. Shout out to the Dreadnought, all my Dreadnought brothers.
Right, shout out to all the Dreadnought brothers, too. Shout out to 012. I never knew that was your blood brother, too. The Bearded Dragon right there.
Yeah, that's my brother, man. Shout out to 01, man.
He was the first one who got on board for these interviews, too. So it's like everything's coming full circle at the end of the day.
Right. Yeah. He had told me he did an interview with you, too. I was like, yeah, trying to catch you, man. We've
been yeah, because it's been in the works since February, so all I got is the fusion now, and then we lit.
That's what's up, man. Everything come together, you know what I'm saying? All perfect time.
Is there anything that you'd like to plug in before I let you go, Mr. Mac?
Yeah, man. To let everybody know to follow me on everything, man. All social media, Cutty Mac, KUTTYMACK. Go on YouTube, check out that Go In. You know what I'm saying? My single, man. Check that out. It's on all social media, Tidal, iTunes, Spotify. Y'all know all that. Definitely check out that Core Life. You know what I'm saying? That just dropped yesterday. You know what I'm saying? We just dropped a single called Are You Ready? You know what I'm saying? Be on the lookout for that. Part 2 is coming next, man. Dreadnoughts, man. We back. We ain't going nowhere. We up next like an Adam's apple, man. We're 16, man.
That's big facts right there, too. And like you said, too, anything I can do to support y'all, gents, y'all let me know.
For sure, man, for sure. And I'm going to definitely have to do this again, man. As soon as the next one drops, man, I'm going to be reaching out to you so we can definitely kick it again, yo.
And, you know, I'll be more than willing to do that, Mr. Mac. With that being said, there's another classic interview with the Almighty Dreadnought series featuring Cutty Mac.
Cutty Mac, peace.